Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
With big travel tricks to save you money. Have a great summer. We want to send you off on the right way. But first, we have actually talked about our next guest right here on the news 2 years ago. And we are so excited because they are actually here in person. They made headlines for traveling the world in 80 days while in their 80s.
Yeah, we got to talk about them here on the news. And now, please welcome two ladies who are the definition of travel goals. It's Ellie Hamby and her bestie, Sandy Hayslip. Hi.
Ellie.
You're here.
Sandy. Oh, my goodness.
So sweet.
You guys, we literally talked about you guys 2 years ago.
Yes.
And you were 81, mm-hmm. and you did Around the World in 80 Days, and now you have a new goal for 83, right?
Absolutely.
What's the tagline for that one?
Well, let's just tell you, our 81 goal was, we are 81
and
still on the run. Finished South America last month and went there for a month. So that was our 82. Our 83 is
we are 83
with more to see.
Oh my God. Has this spirit, Drew is writing this down. Drew is taking notes. I want to know, has this spirit always been with you to travel and experience so much?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to speak in unison again.
That was, because her answer would have been no.
Oh.
Oh, that's why we weren't speaking in unison.
Right.
She didn't.
Why
start
was
out.
It no, and why was it yes? When
right.
was it no? When was it yes?
Ellie and her husband traveled a lot. I was busy going to medical school and college and medical school later in life, and I didn't have time for that. Mm-hmm. But after I lost my husband and Ellie and I met doing humanitarian work in Zambia, Africa. And then she lost her husband, and then we had become acquainted, so I knew what she needed after losing her husband. She needed a good friend.
Mm.
And I had just been recruited to open a geriatric practice in Abilene, and I didn't want to move from my little home in Eastland, so I called her and I said, Ellie, I have a deal for you.
She did.
If you'll give me a bed a couple of nights a week, I'll take you out for dinner for my room and board.
You know, that was 19 years ago, and she was there last week.
Oh.
So that's how we got all of this travel together.
We keep looking at each other because there's so much goals when we look at you. Friendship goals, being
Absolutely.
There for people, and then showing up to life, you okay. know, and seeing the world and experiencing. What have you learned together as you've been traveling the world?
Well, tell them about the most... Our first adventure together.
Yes.
When we were young in our 70s.
Yes. Well, we decided, it was Sandy's idea. She seems to, I'm the one that did more traveling, but she's the one that comes up with these wild ideas. She was the 80, around the world in 80 days.
Uh-huh.
So then we decided, Sandy said, Ellie, I've always wanted to ride the Trans-Siberian train. Okay, that sounds like really fun, but we're not doing that fancy, tourist train. So we get on the Trans-Siberian, second class, it's packed. leaving Moscow. We get to Siberia, and we stay there a couple days, and then we get on the Trans-Mongolian. Well, there's no one in our compartment, our car. And we think, this is strange, because we just had a party on the other one with everybody. And then they come by and ask us about 8 hours later. We're at the border and ask for passports. And Sandy and I hand them our passports. And then we hear them say passports again. And I said, Sandy, there's someone in this car. So I, being more curious than Sandy, I wander down the aisle and look in. And there's what the guy called, we call Pajama Man. Well, Pajama Man was in his, on the bed. And his hair was all disheveled. And he would not interact with me, so I didn't know. I just turned around and left. Pretty soon, here came the KGB. All right, now, this is just this big car with just Sandy and I and this pajama man. Well, they started tearing down. We could hear this commotion. We look down at Pajama Man's room. They're tearing down everything, right, Sandy?
Ceiling tiles.
We're thinking,
what?
Everything.
Who is Pajama Man?
Who was it? They're taking him out in handcuffs. Well, we thought, oh, this is strange, you know. Yeah. And then they knock on our door. There's a KGB. And they said, well, we need to search your room. Don't leave. So we stand back nicely, and they just tore through everything, didn't they, Sandy?
Absolutely.
Our ceiling tiles, everything, our luggage.
Yeah.
You know, we knew we didn't have anything, but we had no clue if Pajama Man was in conspiracy with somebody to smuggle stuff.
Maybe they, stowed something in your suitcase.
Well, we were hoping not. But anyway, they said, okay. And then we go back in, and then pretty soon, here comes a knock on the door. And this is this huge, burly KGB woman, and she says, in very broken English, you are the only witnesses to the crime. And Sandy, what'd you say?
What crime?
Oh, no! You have to testify.
What?
We don't know! They said, we have to have all of your information.
Where does the story end?
We don't know, because we were never called to testify.
All right, well, Pajama Man is out there somewhere. Where is the next destination you're going to travel to?
Oh, when we're 83.
With more to see.
With more to see.
We're going to go to the whole continent of Australia.
Well, is this all booked and planned? Mm-hmm. Do you have everything dialed in for it?
No, for this next trip?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We'd love lots of suggestions.
Well, good. Our friends at Colette wanted to help you make this dream come true, so they're both sending you on a 19-day small group guided tour to explore New Zealand's wonders starting in the future.
We're sending you.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So excited to get on a winter
ride. Anybody need a little fun? We're ready to hit the road, go see the world. And if you're looking for some money-saving tips, then our next guest has you covered. She has more than 3 million social media followers. People like Shaq are coming to her for travel information.
I heard he DM'd her.
Yeah, huh? Hi, Shaq.
Shaq's slipping in the DMs. Please welcome Nikki Sunderland.
Hi, Nikki. Okay.
Tell me about Shaq. Did he really slide into your DMs?
He did.
What does Shaq say?
He saw a video that I had shared, uh-huh. and he messaged me. It was the middle of the night, and I was with my best friend. We were in Qatar, and he messages me, and he goes, can you send me some more information about this destination? And sends me his phone number. And we're both laying in our respective beds going, no way, this didn't happen. And so I left him on read because I didn't know what to say.
You left Shaq on read?
Like, what are the odds that like Shaq messages you, right?
Yeah.
Never. So he followed up. And I was like, okay, we're gonna call him. And I'm like, let's put him on speaker. Like, we'll hear what he has to say. And he was really interested because I had made a video about an overwater villa that was close to the USA because most of the times you have to go to like the Maldives or French Polynesia to access
exactly.
this level of travel. And he was very interested. And I was like, yeah, it's in Jamaica. And he was like, well, that's so close. And I'm like, yeah, like that was the goal, was to showcase like paradise is closer than you think.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that you got into what you got into? Because I secretly have always wondered if maybe one day I could become a travel writer. Like, when was it that the spark hit you of like, this is what I want to do with my life?
Yeah. Just to backtrack a little, you've already been a writer for the Chicago Sun-Times undercover reporter.
Josie Grossi.
That's exactly right.
You are so funny.
Easy segue.
Is it? Can I also just follow up? Is it true that you have watched that movie?
Over a thousand times? Yes. My mother hated me for a moment in my life when I was in high school because after that movie came out, I was like, we have to watch it. Every day I would come home and we'd watch it.
What's her name?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. I'm really sorry to have invaded your life and your home. All right, well, let's start with some flights because we talked about like budget-friendly tips. There's a lot of information there. It's hard to scour through. What are your tips for getting the best deals?
Yes, okay. So my tried and true method is I'll go into Google Flights and I'll put where I'm going, where I'm starting from, and where I'm going. And then a calendar will populate of all the months and you can see the prices on each day. So if you are flexible with your travel dates, you'll see like sometimes Wednesdays and Thursdays will have cheaper prices than say maybe a Saturday or a Sunday. So if you can remain flexible with your dates, you could get better airfare rates.
And we're gonna put this on our show socials, exactly how you do this. Now, what if you're not flexible about your date?
Okay,
you can't be, you gotta be somewhere, some way, you got a job, this is the window.
Yes, okay, so let's say June 1st through 8th, that's the only time you and your family can travel. If you're not flexible about moving the dates, start with Google Flights, and instead of putting in a destination, put anywhere. And the whole world will populate, and you'll see where ticket prices are in all popular places.
Ooh.
And you can zoom in to different areas to see like, okay, you know, maybe you're looking closer into the U.S., so you can start stretching that map, and more cities will populate.
Oh, so right? If you can be flexy with your desti, then you have more options.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Understood.
And so, right, so like maybe you open up that map, and you're like, okay, well, flights are $900 to go to Miami, but maybe they're $400 to go to Barcelona. Do you want to sweat in Miami or in Barcelona this summer? Right? The choice is yours.
I like how you think.
Yeah.
All right. So those are flights. I love that there are options. What about hotels? Are there tricks like that to get cheaper deals?
Summer's a high time for everybody to travel. So I think just starting back in Google, type the name of the hotel maybe that you're like wanting to look at or the area and start narrowing down options. And then you can see prices. And if you see that there's different prices and the hotels may be higher, you can ask them to price match. Because a lot of times on hotels' websites, they'll say lowest price guaranteed. Well, if they're guaranteeing they have the lowest price and someone's selling it lower, then you have, you know.
Okay, so that's the art.
Yeah.
I see.
Don't be afraid to ask. What about even for upgrades? Can we ask for those?
Yes. Okay, so this is my favorite way to get like the creme de la creme of rooms at hotels and resorts. When I check in, well, I book a room that I'm comfortable having regardless of the situation. And when I check in, I'll say, what upgrades do you have? I mean, I have stayed in some of the best suites in Bora Bora in the Caribbean for like pennies on the dollar, rooms that would cost thousands, up to $10,000 a night for like hundreds of dollars.
And is it because you've shown up last minute, they know they can't book the room, and therefore they're more inclined to give you the upgrade as opposed to a pre-phone call where they're like, we don't know what's going to happen with this room yet, so no way.
Yeah, you're showing up and they're going, this room is unsold, and this is a last minute option to make money.
I love this, Nikki. There's no way we could upgrade from Nikki. Nikki,
no,
that's
Nikki, awesome. We love you so much. All right, not to recline. I have opinions.
Ooh, same.
They didn't put the recline there for nothing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We are celebrating all things travel. So we have some travel headlines. Are we ready?
Let's do it. We travel over here. Okay, what's up first?
All right, People reports that Larry David has addressed the biggest travel debate of them all. Is it okay to recline your seat on a plane? I can't wait to hear what Larry David has to say about this. While appearing on the Rich Eisen show, Larry said, "You do not go back into a person's lap. If you do that, it's so inconsiderate. I'll give you one notch. One notch! That's it!"
That's so
Travel experts say that you can take a quick glance at the person behind you after takeoff, and this will help inform you of what they decided to do, recline or not to recline.
Yeah, I love that move. Because I don't want to get in somebody's space. So I look back, and if they are fully erect, you know what I mean, but if they're like fully upright, I should say, then I just don't go back. But if they're like that, then girl, let's move back a little bit. What do you think?
I mean, they put them there for a reason. This is such a mind, you know what, I don't like it. But you do you. Put your seat back up. I don't know. I can't believe this is a debate.
Well, it is a debate because I think if they're going to give us that button to recline, they should give us the space to recline. Because right now we're like this and then it's like this, you know? And if there's this much space, they should...
By the way, they're... Hello.
Is this too much?
No, I think this is about, it's just been a minute since I've been in a situation like this.
Wow.
What other travel headlines do we have?
Oh, God. Huffington Post reports that dupe traveling is the latest vacation trend. It's blowing up all over social media. The idea is to avoid overpriced vacation hotspots and instead discover destinations that offer similar vibes without, like, all the crowds and the high prices. Like, okay, I love the
example.
Sun. Example, you could go to Miami Beach or you could visit me in Fort Lauderdale. Got it?
Yep.
You could go to Vegas or Reno, and Laughlin is really fun. You know, it's like just
London or like go to like Liverpool.
Exactly. And I think that, like, you know, maybe you'll find somewhere where not everybody has been. It can be a little more original, a little unique, and something unexpected.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Well, lastly, Thrillist asked the question, have you ever been tempted to steal a hotel robe?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. A lot of giggles here. Yeah. So hotel managers, their sort of attitude about it is they accept your thievery as a sign that you hold the hotel in such high regard that you want to take a piece of it home with you. However, they will charge you and bill you for it.
I'm always afraid I'm going to get in trouble. Like, I don't even... We have a mail
surprise.
You want me to do it?
I didn't even know we had one.
1, 2, 3. Hello.
Oh.
Hi, Hand.
What is this?
Okay. Hi, Hand. Hi, thank you so much.
Top of the day to you.
Bye-bye.
They're on our show, Rossi.
We got Drew robes. We don't even need to steal from the hotel anymore. Look. We're getting in trouble.
feeling. Try to arrest us.
You know what? I actually have a personal story really quickly about a hotel item. Okay, so I was traveling in the RV. You know, I drove from New York to Florida.
Well, this was just like a month ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I actually chronicled it for the next issue of the magazine,
Through
Magazine.
Oh, great.
This is our spring issue. And then we have the set. Yay! So I'm in the RV. We stop at this hotel in Virginia. And we spend the night, and we're leaving in the morning, and I go to get the ice out of the ice machine. And I took the ice bucket out of the room, and I...
Is this the one?
This is the one. And so I filled it with ice, and I took it to the RV, and we peeled out and moved on to the next state. So cut to me for that entire day, like, almost on the verge of tears. I'm like... This hotel is gonna think I took their ice bucket. So I spent the whole day flipping out, and my friend Ember was just watching me. And the next morning I came in, I'm like, we gotta send it back. We gotta send it back. I don't steal. You don't understand. I don't steal. I do not steal. And she's laughing at me. I go, why are you laughing? She goes, because I saw how upset you were yesterday. I called the hotel and gave them my credit card and bought the ice bucket for you. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we go, I have to ask our audience, did today's show, like, give you the urge to get out and travel a little bit?
Yeah. Are you feeling like you want to go? Well, guess what? If you're feeling the urge to travel, we want to help you out a little bit, because you're all going to go home with the award-winning carry-on closet suitcase by Soulguard.
Yeah.
You're all getting that. That's a great gift. But we can't give them brand new luggage without having a reason to use it, right?
Yes, that's right. You're all getting a two-night stay at Getaway, which is... This is a company called Getaway. Tiny cabins located outside major cities across the United States. So what you do is you pick where you want to go, and then you take your suitcase and you go stay for two nights in these beautiful tiny cabins.
There you go. Go see the world. How fun is that?
I know.
I love that. And if anything we've learned today is there is a big world out there, people to meet and things to do. So go enjoy. Go enjoy everything.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.